Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Friday the 15th of May 2015, and this is my audio blog. I'm driving. Driving to work. I know RTUK calls it her mobile studio. Not this car, her own car. And she credits that nomenclature to Paul Omani, the Great Omani blog. So yeah, I'm in the mobile studio, and yesterday though I took the train because we've only got one car now. We used to have two cars, we've only got one car now, so. Means that I get to take the train some days, which is good, which is fine. So yeah, I was going to do an audio blog about Minecraft, but then I decided that it might be actually really tedious, so I've decided not to. But while I was walking back from the railway station yesterday evening, there's two different routes you can, or two different types of route that you can take when you walk from the railway station back to our house. You can either go across along the road, which is on the pavement next to the road, which is really good if you if somebody's going to come and pick you up by car, and you can kind of walk part of the way and sort of meet them on the journey. So that's quite good. That's one approach, but it does require going sort of up and down quite a bit, walking up and down inclines. The alternative route is along the canal path, and our canals obviously are level for most part. So that's for one reason, for many reasons, including the levelness of it. It's probably my preferred way of walking home. So there's lots of long stretches of it being flat, and then occasionally there'll be a lock, and so there'll be a small area of an incline where you have to walk up or down, depending whether you're going home or going to the station. But yeah, short inclines are fine, and horizontal's good. It just seems to me, when there's a horizontal route, why on earth would I want to go up a hill and down a hill and up a hill and down a hill, but I can just go horizontal? I guess that's because I'm lazy rather than being a hill walker or a mountain climber, where the going up and down is pretty much the point, isn't it? Anyway, so I like to go along the canal for the flatness, and also because it's actually more picturesque. There's lots of trees, lots of nature along the walk there. There's obviously no cars whizzing past with car fumes coming out constantly. Often there's an illusion of it being more healthy going along the canal. However, yesterday was a bit of a cooler day, and so therefore all of the canal boats that were parked, or was it moored, along the canal had their wood burning fires going. So as I walked past each boat, I would get a nice hefty lungful of very thick woody smoke. So there's lots of nature, and there's also the water itself, which has a calming effect. For all those reasons, I walked the canal path yesterday to get home. It's slightly muddier, though, so you end up with slightly dirtier shoes, which is a downside, because the pavements are all, when you go when you walk along the road, then you're going on the pavements, and the pavements are made out of stone. Whereas the canal path, there's usually lots of muddy bits. Well, the canal path has improved. They've obviously been working on it. It's the last one I recorded on the canal path. I captured the audio of some people working on the canal path. So yeah, hopefully that element of it will improve. But as I was walking along the canal path yesterday, I saw something. I saw an animal, and it's an animal that I like to call a swan. That's just a random word that I've chosen to refer to this animal that I saw. And it's basically a duck of, it's a member of the duck family. So I'm assuming that you're familiar with ducks. And what they are generally. And there's all sorts of different types of ducks. Most of them are the sets, very similar size to each other. But this animal I'm calling a swan, is much larger than the average duck. What do I mean by much larger? Well, I would say it's more the size of a dog than a normal sort of duck size. Because when I think of a duck, I think of sort of a mallard duck or something like that. But this was that much bigger. It was more dog size. But hang on, dogs come in lots of different sizes as well, don't they? So that's not actually that helpful. It wasn't as big as the biggest type of dog, but it was bigger than the smallest type of dog. So it was kind of about the size of a Jack Russell, I would say. Maybe a little bit bigger. Maybe weight-wise, about the same as a Jack Russell. But with a longer neck. Jack Russells don't have very long necks, and sort of a normal standard swan doesn't have a normal standard duck doesn't have a very long neck. Whereas the swan has a long neck, not as long as a giraffe's neck, but longer than a normal duck's neck. Can I think of an animal that's got a similar length of neck to a swan? Perhaps a horse. A horse has got a neck that's not as long as a giraffe's neck, but it's about the same size, I think, as a swan's neck. So, if you can imagine a Jack Russell with a long neck, as long as a horse's neck, but with a small head, smaller than a Jack Russell's head, and rather than having a nuzzle on the end what do they call that bit on the... Is it? Oh, I don't know. But having a beak rather than a... like a duck has a beak rather than... they call it a bill, don't they, actually? Rather than having a mouth with teeth, a swan has a beak of sorts. So a Jack Russell with a longer neck, not as long as a giraffe, but maybe the same shape as a giraffe's neck, but only the length of a horse's neck, and a small head with a beak on the end. That's what a swan is like. So the Jack Russell. The other difference from a Jack Russell is a Jack Russell doesn't have wings, whereas a duck does have wings. So imagine a Jack Russell with wings and a long neck and a small head and a beak. If that makes any sense at all. And fewer legs. So a Jack Russell would normally have four legs, whereas a swan has two legs. So it kind of evens out, really, isn't it? Where the dog lacks in the wing department, it kind of makes up for in the leg department by having an additional two legs. So the third and the fourth leg are a sort of a... They compensate, really, for, you know, for the not having the wings like a swan has. Now, whether that's really adequate compensation, because the wings actually make... they give the swan the ability to fly, whereas the third and fourth leg on a dog, on a Jack Russell, don't allow it to fly. Not in my experience, anyway. So yeah, it's kind of swings and roundabouts, but the ability to fly for a swan is a tremendous, tremendous thing, really. Not that swans fly very much, because they're basically ducks, so they spend most of their time on the water, and on land as well. I suppose they're amphibious, aren't they? The Jack Russell would normally be sort of half white and half brown, roughly, whereas a swan is just white. So. Yeah, in the sort of the colouring department and the brownness element, the Jack Russell kind of has a 50% advantage on the brownness side of things, whereas the swan has 100% of whiteness, which can be useful. The giraffe is also quite brown. It's mostly brown, and but it has a pattern on it, which means that. A pattern of perhaps yellow rather than white. It's a lighter brown dappled pattern on it. So, but of course, it's much bigger, a giraffe, as I think I previously mentioned. So, if you were to sort of assess them on their reflective properties, the swan would be, you know, an intense reflector, because it's white all over. Apart from the beak and the legs, so it would give a very sort of concentrated reflection of light, whereas the giraffe, because it's different type shades of brown, it's going to reflect less intensively, but the much larger surface area may well make up for it. So it depends on the sort of situation that you were trying to illuminate by reflecting the light off the animal. So if you were trying to illuminate a large area, but not too intensely, then a giraffe would make a good option for a reflector. Whereas if you wanted a more of a pinpointed and intense light, but in a smaller area, then you could go for the swan, really. I'm not aware of too many applications of using swans and giraffes as light reflectors. There are sort of man-made objects that are sort of better for that, really. And I'm not talking about Jack Russells, because they're not even man-made. The Jack Russell's probably inferior in the light reflection, whereas at least the giraffe and the swan have got sort of an equal footing as reflectors. So I think I've more or less covered the sort of the physical aspects of it. I suppose the bulk is another thing. So a swan, you could probably get the swan in the back of your car, size-wise. With a giraffe, you wouldn't. You'd really, you know, you'd have to. I can't really think of any car that would be big enough to have a giraffe transported inside it. You'd be looking more for a lorry, or at least a van with a sunroof, an open top van. So yeah, size wise, you're going to get away with just a car for moving a swan around, and indeed a Jack Russell. Similarly, it's probably quite a small car for a Jack Russell, because the neck's that much shorter. So that's something worth bearing in mind when you're thinking about choosing an animal for transportation. via motorised means. So there we are. I think that more or less covers everything I kind of observed about this animal that I saw as I walked along the canal path. I hope that's been helpful to some people. The login wall being down on Audioboo does mean that this guide to swans is accessible to more people than it was before when the login wall was up. I haven't particularly noticed any change in my numbers, actually, for the number of plays that my boos get since the end of April when the login wall was taken down again. But I'm very glad to hear that other people have. So there we are. Swans in a nutshell. Well, actually, no, you couldn't get a swan in a nut. I don't think a nut is big enough to get a swan inside. Coconuts are probably the biggest nut I can think of, and that's still much, much smaller than a swan. So not swans in a nutshell, then that's not going to work. Swans in an Audioboo description. Thank you. And if you've got any questions about swans, probably best look it up on Wikipedia or something, because I don't know very much about them. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.